Okay, yeah. Today's daf is daf chafhei, one chafhei tap, one chafhei, by the Mishnah. And today's shir will learn for foolish flame for Shoshana Baski Basbrach of Devorah. That's the Mishnah. Nitma hakomet, if the komet became tame, dikrivo, you brought it anyway. Komet became tame, you brought it anyway. Hatzit maratze, the tzit saves that carpet. Now, you can't eat the shirayim. However, the tzit is maratza. The tzit helps. Okay? That's what the tzit is there for. It's there. The shirayim is not what? Even if the shirayim is not tummy, it might be the correct. Correct. I'm not sure about that, but I think you can't. I think you can't eat it. I think someone says that. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Take it back. Okay, see the shirayim. Question's going to be if the whole thing became tummy, you took off the shirayim. Okay, fine. Excellent. Okay. Yatza vihigrivo. What if the mincha was taken out of the Beis HaMikdash grounds vihigrivo, and then it was brought? Right? Ena tzitz merata. Tzitz doesn't help that. Shatzitz merata al tuma, ena merata al hayotze. Tzitz helps for tuma, doesn't help for yotze. Very good, easy Mishnah. Omen al tzitz. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Torah, Vinasa Aharon etavon hakadshim. And Aaron will bear the sin of kadshim. In other words, the tzitz will save some sin, the tzitz will help. Now, the chieza avon hunote. Which sin will it help for? But what are the candidates? The candidates are, have a pickle. It will help the pickle. It would help the pickle, by the way. It's very vacham enough, it's a lot smaller, a lot easier. But it doesn't help the pickle. Im avon im nosehu im tomer avon pigle hu. You want to tell me it's pigle? Can't be pigle. Pigle cannot be a candidate. Why not? Why can't pigle be a candidate? Karet kvar namar, because it says lo yechashe. There's no way out of that. There's no way out of pigle. There's no help. Im tomer avon noser hu. If you tell me it's noser, right? Karet kvar namar lo yerate. The already says also, Pigle's lo yerate. Tosfos points out, look at those the little one-liner, im. Lav noser mamish ka'amar. It can't be real noser. Why can't it be real noser? Because noser means that you didn't have avera, and then now we're going to read 3,000 seder. How did that happen? You left it overnight? Oh, don't worry about it. Pigle, the sit takes care of it. How did that work? Tosfos doesn't mean pigle. It doesn't mean noser. It means machshavas of noser, which is really pigle. Okay. Ha'eno nose el oven tumma. The only thing left is tumma. The only thing left is tumma. By the way, shehutra michlala b'tzibur. It's mutter for a tzibur. What does that mean, it's mutter for a tzibur? Look at Rashi, second line. Ho'il v'yesh bot tzad kal. Tumma is already more makel. Why is tumma already more makel? Because tumma hutra b'tzibur. Tumma is already more kal, right? Now Tosfos is like bothered. What does Rashi have to say that for? It's anyway tumma is the candidate. Why is tumma the candidate? There's nothing else. Why does Rashi have to go ahead and say ho v'yesh bo tzad l'hako, right? Right? Yeah. I know. Well, because the Mishnah is talking about the tzitz. I know. Yeah, the Gemara repeating. We have some more to repeat. Master Flor of Zera, Ema Avon Yotze. How about the oven of Yotze? Maybe that's the candidate. By the way, Shehutar Mechlalo Babama, because it was mutter by Obama. There's no by Obama, there isn't such a thing as Yotze, right? The Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, Amar Kra, Meratzon Lahem, Lifnei Hashem. Avon de Lifnei Hashem in, Avon de Yotze lo. It's got to be an Avon that's here, not there. Avon that's here. What's here? Here is Tumma. The Gemara says, Master Lifnei Yelai, Ema Avon Smol. Maybe it's an Avon of a left-handed Davoda. By the way, Shutta Bechlal of Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kedoshim uses left hand. The Gemara says, Amar Le'abaya, no. Amar Kra Avon. The tzitz held for an Avon. Avon Shehayabo Bidichasir. There was a sin here, and we'll get away the sin. A left-handed person about a sin by the Yom Kippur, that's not a sin, it's a mitzvah. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says something astounding. The Rashi of Amar Kra Avon. The Nasa Aaron, that's Avon, when it says that Aaron bears the Avon, Mashma, that's Mashma, Sheyesh bo Avon lechatzila, there's a sin over here, B'chal Makom, in every case, V'dachisi la'avon b'tzibur, however, if there's a tzibur, we'll push it away, if they cover a tzibur. Rashi seems to say that the heter of Tumah Hutra b'tzibur is covered a tzibur. It says it in black and white. That's a fascinating approach. I'm sure, you know, they've written who knows what on this Rashi. You know Rashi saying? What's the heter? Why is Tumah Hutra b'tzibur? What kind of heter is that? If the whole Chayis Ol Tameh, we'll bring the carbon paint up. You know what Rashi says? It's Kavanat Tzibur. Kavanat Tzibur? It's astounding that Rashi says that. And then Rashi just finishes off, the Yachid at Tzitz Marasa. So the Yachid at Tzitz Marasa. That's not a lefty. If the whole nation does the lefty, then it's going to be okay. So if a private person sits out, no! The only one that works is Tumah. Yom Kippur can't be on this list. You know why? The Hechsher of Bitzmalu. It's Mutter with this. It's not only the Mutter, it's the Hechsher of Bitzmal. Rashi Omar, Oven HaKachim, Vol Oven HaMekdishim. Rashi gives a different answer depending on who the sin is. Look at Rashi, the next Rashi there. The Omar Kra, Oven HaKachim, Vol Oven HaMekdishim. Oven HaToloi, Bekahanim, Shech Yavin Lavod Lakadish Komet Bimin, Vodah Bitzmal, Ein Anose. In other words, The problem has to arise from the item itself. The kedusha, the kachim itself. Tameh, it's no sir, it's pickle. Here, the mistake is with the kohen, the human being. The tit doesn't work for human beings. The kohen uses his left hand or his right hand. The tit won't help for that. The tit will only help when there's a problem with kachim. Like what? I got tameh. Then the tit will help. Amalei Rav Sivi, Brei D'Rav Idi, L'Rav Ashi. Maybe the issue is a balmum shehutar mechlala ba'ofos. Because by the way, balmums are mutter by birds. The Amar Mar Thomas v'zachas v'bama be Thomas v'zachas ba'ofos. Right? A bird has to be tam and zachar. An animal has to be tam and zachar when it has to be zachar. But there's no such concept of tam by a bird. There's no such concept of zachar by a bird. The only issue you do have by a bird is it can't be missing a limb. But if it has a nick by the eye, that's not going to possible the bird. So therefore, maybe that's where the tit should help. If someone mistakenly brought a mum, they're going to don't think that. In other words, it's not a ratzon for Hashem to bring mums. So what are we left with? We're left with tumah. And that's what tits is ratzon. It's ratzon tumah. Okay? That was a very easy omen. Okay? Next. Not so easy. Tanur Rabbanan. Dam Shenitma. Now, Dam. Dam Shenitma. Right? A Dam of a carpet that got tummy. Bizarko. And you sprinkled it anyway. You weren't supposed to sprinkle it, but you sprinkled it anyway. Right? Yes. Bishogeg. If you did that Bishogeg. Purza. It is Murata. Bemazid. If you did it Bemazid. Low Hortza. It's not going to be Murata. The Knas Rabbanan. The Knas Rabbanan. The Bemez is not going to be Barasa. Bemez of Amurim. When is that true? Bemez of Amurim. When is that true? B'yachid. That's by a carbon yachid. Abel b'tibur. But if it's a carbon tibur, right? If it's a carbon tibur, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, hurtzalo. It's going to work no matter what. Uba obe kochavim. And if a guy wants to bring a carbon, Bain b'shogeg, bain b'mezid, bain b'onet, bain b'rutzon. What's onet and rutzon? What does that mean? Right, the we're turning over the page now to Chachamim Beis. The guy, right? The guy brought a carbon, which is allowed to bring some carbonos, right? right? Then bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizin, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, lo hortza. It doesn't work. Okay, the tit will not work to save a carbon of a guy. The Rashi says shogeg, kasavar. The guy holds these Rashi's really blowing them out. In karbonos mikab, kasavar in karbonos mikablin toma. Right, karbonos can't are mikablin toma. Right, in karbonos carbon can't become toma. Okay, the guy still thought that wrong. That's what he thought. Next, ones shenitma bal karcho. It became tummy against his will. Avol b'meizin uratzon chadamilti. Meizin and ratzon is the same thing, says Rashi. It's meizin and ratzon, same thing. I did the tana, Ella, I did the tana ones, tani ratzon. Right, we threw it in anyway, because we go hand in hand, it's the same thing. Now, v'rimini, wait a minute. There's tira. Amasit, maratze, what does it sit maratze on? Al adam, al apasar, al achelev, shinitma. Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tibur. This brisa says the tzitz works for everything. The first brisa said it doesn't work on mezid, by a carbon t'yachid. How do you reconcile that? Okay? The Gemara is going to answer that it's a machlokas tanoyim. Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha. Ha, this second brisa is the shita of Rav Yosef. Ha, Ravonan. The first brisa is the shita of the Rabbanan. In other words, what I started off by saying, what was the reason that amazed? What was the reason that amazed? If you got a tum of amazed, what was the reason that this did not work? It was a knas. The mid Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made a knas and said it's not going to work. Minat Torah, Mechora would work. Mid Rabbanan is not going to work. Correct? Now, what about the Chachamim, who the second brisa here that says, I'm sorry, what about Rav Yossi, who says in the second brisa over here, it's all good. He didn't make that knas. He's the Rabbanon, and that would have made such a knas. Right? So it's all good. You got it? You see? Okay. Titania, goes to this following brisa. Ain tarmin min atame al hatahar. You're not allowed to give truma. I have two warehouses of truma. Two warehouses. One in Woodmere and one in Brooklyn. And what happened? The one in Woodmere, there was a worker in there, and he died in the warehouse. Everything in there is a tummy. You know what? I'll give that to the Kohen. I'll give the whole thing to the Kohen. Can't do anything with it. And I'll do that. In Tormin, Minatame, Al Hatar. The In Taram, and what if he did it? So now, Bishogig, if he did it, Bishogig, you didn't know, no one told you. Yeah, you have truma, you have truma, and you have a lot of truma. You can't give truma that's tame, okay, in exchange for truma that's tahar. Right? I have two warehouses. In one warehouse, everything in there got tame. Why? Well, a worker died. The whole thing is tame. I'll give that to the Kohen, and it'll potter my other warehouse. Right? It'll potter. Can't do that. Same item. Two vials. You can never give bad for good. I can't give the rotten junk because of instead of the good. You can't do that. So by the way, it's a machlok. Why you can't do that? Some say because it's ra. Rashi says that. But Rashi says it. Zamrina b'kama duchti los tisu olav chet. The second skinny line over here. In eno kadosh the sios chet lama. If there's no kedusha, what kind of chet is there? Says Rashi. Mikan Lutro Minara Aliyafa Shetruma So Truma. Be the evidence going to work. However, you got an Avera for that. If it doesn't work, what's the Avera? He tries to do something. It's not Avera. Right? Astrophically, maybe that's not the best thing in the world. I've got an Avera to do. Obviously it works. But you get a sin for that. So don't do it. Don't do it. Where am I? Ain't Tarmin Trumasa Shogig, Trumasa Truma. Show you it works. B'mezid ain't too much of truma. B'mezid it doesn't work. Rabbi Yossi Omer, well, b'mezid too much of truma. It does work. What do you see? Rabbi Yossi, same idea. Rabbi Yossi holds the truma works. This truma donating, designating truma truma works. Even if he did that b'mezid, so too. He at the same time who would hold that the tit is merasa, even if the tumah has been made. It's very consistent. Very consistent. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Emar d'shmasa l'Rabbi Yossi, d'lo kanas, d'merasa, tit. Maybe Rabbi Yossi will agree. Listen, by the tit. All right. I'm not going to make such a gzera like that. Alachilos mishmasle. Whoever said that Rabbi Yossi would agree by truma, look at Rashi. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but it's good Rashi. The merata tit alachilos mishmasle. The mukmas lahach brisa basrisa alibe. That we established the second brisa according to Rabbi Yossi. That what? That if you the tit, if you got the carbon tumah b'mezid, the tit will help. Right? What are you going to allow? To allow you to eat the carbon? You know, it's tummy? Yeah. When it comes to an ola, everybody will agree this is marasa. Why will everybody agree? Nothing to eat. Diktani beresh taras kahanim, v'nir tzilo lachapro la v'dam. I don't know if you're allowed to eat the carbon. I wasn't sure about that. If the carbon's tummy, the animal's tummy, but the tit is merasa, you can eat it pituma. That I don't know about. However, what do I know is that the Gemara says, who told you? Yeah, Rabbi Yossi is makil by tits. Who said he's makil by the tumah? Right? Is that what the question is? Yeah. Anyway, the Shmasa Rabbi Yossi is low kanit. Where am I? Amar Dishmas Lelor Biosi Delo Kanis. But Tit Barat Dimrata Tit Alachilos Mishmasle. Did you ever hear of such a thing that the Biosi would agree that the tits will work? Botanya, listen to this Brisa. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Hatits Barata Alachilos, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Amar Tits Marata Alachilos. Tit doesn't help. How could you bring me a raya from that case of truma that Rabbi Yossi would agree that the tzitz works on tuma? We have a raya that says that's opposite, that the tzitz doesn't work on tuma. It says in black and white, Rabbi Yossi Omer ate a tzitz marat al achilo. It doesn't work, right? It only works on the dam, not on the achilo. So what does the Gemara answer? Epoch. Switch around that raya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ain't tits marat al achilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer tits marat al achilos. Switch it around. It's all consistent. So where are we up to now? Rabbi Yossi holds, just like if you make truma b'mezid, it works. The truma is b'mezid, it works. So too, Rabbi Yossi would hold that the tit is marat even if the truma is b'mezid. Aye, the Bryce that says Rabbi Yossi held no. Switch those names around. Okay? So far, so good. Maskifla, Rav Sheshet, who means Matzis Ifchaslay? You can turn it around? You can change those words around? You can't do that. Well, Tanya, we looked at a Brisa. Yachal, I would think, Basar Shenitma Lifnei Zrikat Damim, Basar that got Tomei before the Zrika, and Rashi points out, V'achul Lifnei Zrika, you ate it before the Zrika, B'tumat HaKos, and the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat the basar before the zrikat adam. Okay? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat the basar before the zrikat adam. Here, you ate the basar before the zrikat adam, but it was tummy. Somehow it got tummy. So, basar shenitma lefnei zrikat adam, right? You should be chayav kares for that, mishum tuma, because you ate kachim in tuma. Talmud lomar, no, you don't get kares for that. Ki kol ha-tahar yochal basar. It says every tahar person can eat the tahar, can eat kachim. And it says right afterwards, "Hanefesh hashatocha batzam mizevach shlom asher laHashem b'tzubaso olav v'nichrusah hanefesh shehi me'ameha." You get kares for that. In other words, nitar v'tahorin. If it's something that a tar person could eat, chayav and olav mishum tumah, then you're going to be chayav if you ate it for tumah. Ain't no nitar v'tahorin. If it's something that's not a tar person cannot eat, why can't a tar person can't eat it? Because it was kodesh in zrikas hadam, and a tar person is not, no one's allowed to eat it before zrikas hadam. Ain chayav and alav mishum tumah. There is no tumah. Okay, we haven't asked our question yet. This is a long. It's going to take us to the bottom of the page. Long right there, setting up the question. So for, here we got out of this. If there's tumah before the zrika, and you ate it, you don't get kares for that. On the meat. Why don't you get kares for that? Because no one's allowed to eat that meat. The only time you're going to get kares doing it out there with tumah is if it's edible. Here, it's not edible. Why is it not edible? Because it's too soon. You ate it too early. Right? The zrika doesn't have to happen first. So it's not kares. Good? Agreed? Excellent. Oh, eino ella. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe what the pasuk is telling me is, right? Hanechal with the horin chayav and alav mishum tumah. Right? That means if it's tahar, right? Sorry. Nechal, but meat. Nechal the tahorin chayav alav mishum tumah. But she'eno nechal the tahorin ein chayav alav tumah. In other words, if a tar person would be able to eat this meat, then there should be kares. In other words, what's wrong with this meat? The answer is nothing. So it's just tummy. Putting that aside, it's edible. Therefore, that's when kares should apply. But if it's not edible at all, then tumah should not apply. What's not edible? For example, otzi ani, I will be remayit from here, es halon, meat that was left overnight, or es hayotze, or meat that was taken out, right? She'ena ru'uya ne'achal l'tahorin, right? If a tar person eats that, he does not get, if a tar person eats that, he doesn't get curry. Why doesn't he get curry? He doesn't get curry for tumah. He doesn't get curry for tumah, right? Right, if a tumah person, or eat yote, he doesn't get curry for it. Why not? Because it's not edible. Talmud Lomar, Asher Lashem, Riba. The Asher Lashem is a Riba. Therefore, basar kachim, that's not right to eat for tar people, you still get kares for it. Why? If they were tamei. Okay, we don't make that diyuk. Now, yachal, I would think shani marbe es hapigulin, right? That shani marbe pigul also the es hanosaros and noser also, right? And the tzon kachim points out, even though you already get kares on. You already get kares on pigul, right? You already get kares on pigul. Because afshir mechayev u'kvar chilat of kares on pigul. Maybe if you did it for shogeg, if you were shogeg on the pigul, made it on the tumah, the chayev kares on the pigul. Okay, you find a case where shogeg is thrown in. So the Gemara just now has a tangent. How could you just? So what do we just want to suggest right now? That. We're going to be marbe, pigle, right? And no, sir. Right? So you're going to be chayev kares on tumas haguf. Now the Gemara has a parenthesis. Hanasaros hainulon. Wait a minute. No, sir is the exact same thing as one. He left it over too late. And we just said it a minute ago that that's a yotze that's excluded. Gemara says, you're right. Ela af hapigul in nosaros. Right. The pigles like no, sir. Talmud lomar, mizevach shlomim. Mi ate. Right? Okay. So therefore, you're not going to be chayev kare on pigul and noser. Umar roes l'rabos es elu. Why do you include yote and lon where you are chayev kare? And why are you hotzi es elu Why do you exclude Pigle when you don't get Kare? The answer is very simple. Achar Shiva HaKasif Umiye. Well, there's a Rebu and there's a Miye. Amarta, Marva Ani, I will be Marva Et Elu Shahayisilahen Shasa Kosher. I will be Marva things that once upon a time were kosher. Like what? Like Lun and Noser. They were kosher, and now you blew it. So those are going to be Chayiv Kare. Omotzi Ani, and I will exclude Et Elu Shahayisilahen Shasa Kosher. I will exclude things that were never kosher at all. Vim Tomar, and if you want to ask me the following kasha, Basar Shinitma Lefnei Zrikas Damim, what if the Basar got Tame before the Zrika? V'achlo L'achar Zrikas Damim, and he ate it after the Zrika. Ipnei Ma'achayav and L'abisham Toma, right? Why should you be chayav for that? It never had a Shas Hechsher. It never was kosher. Why? Because it got Tame too early. Right? Why? The answer is, the Neshat is Maratza. Because the Sith saves you. Right? The Sith is Maratza on Tumah. Therefore, you're going to, it's such a counterintuitive thing. You're going to get Karet if you ate the Tumah meat before the Zrika, because the Sith is Maratza then. We still haven't gotten to our question yet. Right? Here comes the question. Nitma in, what did the Brisa say? The Brisa said, if you Nitma, if the Basar got Tame before the Zrika and you ate it after the Zrika, in, your Chayiv Kare. However, Yote, if the Basar was taken out, right? Lo, you're not Chayiv Kare. You're not Chayiv Kare. Why? Why are you not Chayiv Kare? Because the Tzitz doesn't save you from Yote. It doesn't help you. Therefore, it had a Shas Kosher, and therefore you're not Chayiv Kare. Fine. Uman Shmasle, who is the author? Who said? Who is the Tana who holds? The Umar. Ein Zrika Moeles Liyote. The Zrika can't help for Yote. In other words, there's a machlokas in Me'ila on that Vav. Whether or not. Where am I? 1 second. Uman Shmasle, the Umar. Ein Zrika Moeles Liyote. Rabbi Elazar. It's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds like this. Let's say somebody was over on Me'ila, right? Before the Zrika Tadam. So is that Me'ila? So Rabbi Akiva holds, yeah, well, when you do the Zrika Tadam, then it'll retroactively make you over on the Me'ila. Rabbi Elazar holds, no. There's no Zrika. Zrika will not help for Yote. In other words, it's as if there's no Zrika Tadam. Okay? It's as if there's no Zrika Tadam. Why? So we explain this. Once there's a Zrika Tadam, you can't do Me'ila anymore. You can't be over Me'ila. Why can't you be over Me'ila? Because the carbon's done. What? Because the vote is done. You can't be over Me'ila after the Zrika. The only time you can be over the Me'ila is before the Zrika. So, the case is like this. The case is like this. What if, you took meat out of the Azara before the Zrika? You took meat out of the Azara before the Zrika, right? Does the Zrika help to makshir that carbon? If it does, does that make sense? Does the Zrika help to makshir the carbon? That's the question. Same question we have by the Torah. Same exact question. Does the Zrika help to makshir the carbon? What does that mean? I ruin the meat. But it's before the Zrika. So maybe the Zrika will, I'll do the Zrika correctly, and that will resuscitate the meat. Right? Am I making any sense over here? What? It's Macholgas Tanayim and Me'ila about it. That according to Rabbi Akiva, Zrika will turn the carbon into a good carbon, and you were already over the Isser of Yosei. And therefore, you're going to... The exact same case. What happened? You ate the meat before the Zrika. So what do we say? You ate the meat before the Zrika. And it was tummy. Then you did the Zrika. So the Zrika helped make you chaya retroactively. So what do we say here? What have we been saying all along? We started off by saying, right? How did we start off today? We start off the story. Where was it? We said no. Basar nitma lefnei zrikas damim. You're not chayav. You're not chayav. Right? That's what we said all along. Right? You're not chayav. Then we said basar nitma lefnei zrikas dam. Ba'achol achas zrikas dam. You are chayav. I'm sorry. Why are you chayav? Because of the tzitz. What about Yosei? Same exact case. You took the meat out beforehand. Does the zrika resuscitate the Yosei? Rabbi Akiva says yes. Rabbi Elezer says, "Manchmal the damer ain't doing well." Rabbi Elezer, right? The zrika does not help for Yotzei, right? And it's as if the zrika doesn't do anything. Why? Because I was over in Yotzei before the zrika. Very simple. Okay. Vikatoni the merata tzitz al achilos. Yet the brisa says that the tzitz works on basar tameh. Right? Therefore, what's the kasha? The kasha is, right? You can't change around the words of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yossi and that bright one, the way we have on top. You can't change it around. Why can't you change it around? What do you want to say over here? That Rabbi Yossi holds that the tzitz is maratza on achilos, and Rabbi Elezer holds that the tzitz is not maratza on achilos? Right? Yeah. Rather, Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is not merata on achilos, and therefore the steer is broken. Therefore, back to our question. In other words, way back up there, way back up on top of the page, it said we had a problem. The problem was we had a braita that said like this: Ba'atanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer had tzitz merata al achilos. Tzitz works on achilos. What achilos? On all achilos. The Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't a tzitz merata al achilos. Right? And what do we say? Epoch, switching around. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ain't tzitz merata al achilos. How could you say that Rabbi Eliezer holds ain't tzitz merata al achilos? You see from here that the tzitz merata al achilos. Right? Vikotoni, tzitz merata tzitz al achilos. What? We're gonna steer between two brises. One brise said that the tzitz is merata on nizik. One brise said it's not. How do we answer that? We said it's a machloka. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim held tzitz does not work on nizik. Rabbi Yossi said it does work on nizik. You know why? But let's take it by truma. Because wait a minute. V'tanya, I'll read it again. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hatzitz merata al achilos, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't hatzitz merata al achilos. Right? Therefore, the Gemara answered, Epa, switch around the name. Rabbi Eliezer holds the tzitz does not merata al achilos. And Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is merata al achilos. Right? Okay? Now wait a minute. We had a gigantically long brisa here. It all gets stuck to the bottom of the page. And at the bottom of the page it says, what does it say? It says that if you eat the meat of a carbon, if the meat got tummy, and you ate it before the zrika, what's the story? You're encouraged for that. And a whole long discussion. Bottom line is, you eat the meat of a carbon before it got tummy. Before the blood was sprinkled. What's the halacha? If you eat the meat before the blood got sprinkled? What? And you went ahead and ate it anyway. You get courage for that. Why? We learned that out of Tukum over here. Finally, you get courage for that, correct? Right? Why? It's not edible. The answer is because the tzitz is merata. The tzitz makes it edible. Right? We have to stop here. We're going to stop here. We're going to pick it up tomorrow. Right at the spot, we're going to pick it up tomorrow. We're going to hit the answer. Okay? Very hard. Okay? It was so hard. What? Try. We'll stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow.